Hi, everybody. Welcome and thank you so much. Yeah, we've got some good stuff and we are so delighted to have you join us so we might share it with you. We're going to start off by talking about Tri-State Livestock News. They are the reliable source for agriculture news, market results, rodeo standing, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and so much more. It's Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com to subscribe. It's what ranchers read.
Well, I know you're all thinking about, how do I get a vacation planned for down the Niobrara River or out at Merritt Reservoir, the International Dark Skies designated area? Well, you start by going to visitvalentine.com. And you check out their menu where you can plan your visit. Check out some events like the Bull Bash coming up in February. Valentine's Day, of course. Where to stay, planning your trip. Maybe it's a river trip. Sandhills Roots, it'll tell you a little bit about some of the Sandhills area and what we're famous for, which is basically vacationing and cows. So go to visitvalentine.com. Here's something that I do not have an author on, but it's called In the Real World. And this kind of relates to some things that Kim had on a previous program. There's no such thing as spring break. Get over it. Christmas vacation starts the night of the 24th, December 24th, that is, and ends shortly after the wrapping of the paper comes off. Life can be unfair. It will rain on your parade from time to time. Despite your best efforts, not everyone is going to like you. Unless you have done something truly horrible, people will forgive you and they'll forget about it. Be prompt, no matter how long it takes. Buy an alarm clock that works, okay? Remember, nothing succeeds like success. They aren't kidding when they say wash whites separately. You might learn that the hard way. Never date a woman whose father calls her princess. Chances are she could believe it. Never date a man who still depends on his mother to do his laundry. If you don't like your job, quit. Otherwise, shut up. Happiness can be bought. You just need to spend your money on the things you enjoy. Nice people get roaches too. These are pretty good. Some new ones.
Yeah, they are.
Nobody ever sold a car because it ran too well. At some point in your life, your family will be all you have. So treat them right. Face up to it. You must dust.
Yeah.
Never get married simply because everyone your age is married or your family wants you to. Get married because you want to live with someone for the rest of your life, including days off and vacations.
Mm-hmm.
And one more of those today. Dirty laundry never goes away. Maybe more of those in the real world for you coming up on another edition of The Good Stuff.
Very cute. Some of those are a little dated, you can tell, but there's a lot of truth packed into a small amount of information. It's all good stuff. Talking about good stuff, here's another piece. A 16-year-old boy came home with a new Chevy Avalanche, and his parents began to yell and scream, "Where did you get that truck?" He calmly told them, "I bought it today." "With what money?" They knew what a Chevy Avalanche cost. "Well," said the boy, "this one cost me just $15. So the parents began to yell even louder. "Who would sell a truck like that for $15?" they said. "It was a lady up the street," said the boy. "I don't know her name. They just moved in. She saw me ride past on my bike and asked me if I wanted to buy a Chevy Avalanche for $15. "Oh my goodness," moaned the mother. "She must be a child abuser. Who knows what she will do next? John, you go right up there and see what's going on." So the boy's father walked up the street to the house where the lady lived and found her out in the yard calmly planting petunias. He introduced himself as the father of the boy to whom she had sold the new Chevy Avalanche for $15 and demanded to know why she did it. "Well," she said, "this morning I got a phone call from my husband. I thought he was on a business trip, but learned from a friend he had run off to Hawaii with his mistress and really doesn't intend to come back. He claimed he was stranded and needed cash and asked me to sell his new Chevy Avalanche and send him the money."
Paybacks.
So I did.
You know, one thing to end the program today. I seen this cruising through Facebook the other day. Goofy, the comic character, Goofy,
yeah,
sitting in a boat, says, "Nothing destroys you faster than your own mind. Don't stress over things that are out of your control."
Boy, if we could learn that.
Straight from Goofy.
And there you go.
That's the good stuff.